While reality TV shows like Survivor have been getting all the attention in broadcast television, a parallel phenomenon has been building on basic cable. One of the biggest hits on cable these days is the Learning Channel's home decorating show, Trading Spaces, wherein neighbors redecorate each other's houses with the help of a designer and crew provided by the show. The trick is, the homeowners have no control over what will eventually happen in their own house.
I don't know that you guys could really shock me or not do something that
I could be
like.
Shocked.
Yeah. Like colors, I don't like look at something and go, well, that's brown and I don't like it or anything as long as it looks
good. He says that about our living room because I hate brown.
That's it.
If I had to walk into my living room and see brown, I would probably be sad.
Okay. Trading Spaces, which is based on a BBC program called Changing Rooms, has been so successful for the Learning Channel that it has spawned a whole new generation of programming for the network, shows like Faking It, which gives people the opportunity to experience a radical career change, and another BBC-inspired program, What Not to Wear, which involves a catty duo coaching a fashion victim through a makeover.
Oh, look how pretty her face is. Yeah.
She looks so young.
Cute kids.
Bad genes.
In truth, people really can't get enough of these shows.
Jessica Shaw is a senior writer at Entertainment Weekly.
Trading Spaces is such a huge hit. It's one of those shows, every so often there'll be a TV show that just hits with the audience, and all of a sudden everyone is watching the show. I mean, this is the Learning Channel. They are, you know, high up the dial on basic cable. This is not something that people would automatically turn to. But Trading Spaces was so huge, they were able to really, you know, they launched What Not to Wear, and they kind of have a little corner on this market of BBC ripoffs.
So far, the biggest hit to follow in the success of Trading Spaces is its spin-off show, While You Are Out, which has 13 million viewers a week, compared to Trading Spaces' 18 million. Both are great numbers for cable TV. In While You Are Out, a spouse or partner, son or daughter, even an occasional roommate, invites the show's crew and designer to redo a room while, as the title suggests, the other member of the household is gone. Sometimes even show host Teresa Strasser is surprised by the designer and homeowner's game plan.
Well, we're going to go definitely with the magical fairy tale theme.
Okay.
But before I do that, I understand there's also something we want to do with this room that is something that America's going to find out about, but also this is your way of telling your wife that you're finally ready to have kids. Is that correct?
Right.
Say what?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Surprise.
The show's producers arranged to get the people out of their houses and even managed to film their adventures so everyone can keep track of where they are and when they might arrive home for what the producers call the reveal, the moment they actually see the new room. Executive producer Michael Klein says the redecorated space is usually intended as a gift, not a nasty surprise.
It's not cynical television. We're not being nasty for the sake of it, like a lot of reality television that you see right now on network. You know, while you are out, people want to be there. They want us there. They're doing this room for a really good reason. So it's nice television.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. It's Michael Klein.
Excellent.
Klein, who is based at Discovery Communications in Silver Spring, Maryland, keeps in touch with the show's production company via phone. Today, he's about to debrief the show's designer and director about their latest decorating excursion to Charlotte, North Carolina.
So let's talk about the first one, Brownstone View Drive.
Wow. Fun house to do.
Yeah, Toya.
8 months pregnant homeowner.
She loved being on TV. She was ready to fake up contractions for us. And I was like, we don't do fake. This is real.
Allowing a While You Are Out crew into your house is a serious act of faith. A huge truck bearing tons of equipment pulls up to the front door. A crew of 15, including the designer and carpenter, show host, camera and sound operators, production staff, even a caterer, takes over the house. Furniture is moved, paint cans opened, and the work begins. The design has been decided on beforehand, and the homeowner can't change it. Executive producer Klein says the whole experience can be daunting.
Yeah, it's chaos, and we're there for 12 to 15 hours each day. So, you know, we like to say we don't want to intrude too much on your house, but we do.
Do you ever see the husband and wife? It's mostly husbands and wives, right?
Majority.
Yeah,
but not by
Do you ever see real tension happen between them, like at the reveal? Does that happen?
In the early shows, there was quite a bit of tension because usually the husband would come home and not have a clue who these people were or what this show was. And you sort of see this, you know, rage on their face, like they're going to punch out the cameraman. because they just didn't know what it was. Now, you know, the husbands are big fans of the show for the most part and still don't figure it out for some reason, and are totally overwhelmed and joyful. So,
what's one of the most dramatic reveals? I mean, when people don't like it. I mean, tell me a good story about one of the pretty dramatic ones.
I have to say, we don't have a lot where people don't like it. The episode we shot in Charlotte, the person absolutely hated the paint color and, you know, was weeping. So, oops.
Well, so what happens? Do you repaint for them, or is that their responsibility?
No, we're gone, sadly. Oh, come on, it's only paint.
The producers build some drama into the show. Does the homeowner hate the design? Will the work get done in time? Frayed nerves sometimes lead to frustration among the crew members, tears from the homeowner. It all builds toward that final moment when the wandering person returns home to find a room transformed.
So they're here. They're here right now.
Hey, hon.
Hey, how are you?
Here, let me get that. I'll give you a hug. Here, come here. I want to show you something.
What's this? Oh, my God. What is this?
This is a little something.
The appeal of the show, says Entertainment Weekly writer Jessica Shaw, lies in the drama inherent in the situation. And, she says, While You Are Out and its sister show Trading Spaces have ushered in a whole new era of home decorating shows.
The whole era of Bob Vila, Martha Stewart, that's kind of over. There's no do-it-yourself anymore. It's more like, okay, I'll sign up for the show and have someone else do it. Sure, I might end up with hay glued to my walls in my living room, but that's okay.
The Learning Channel's come a long way from its humble beginnings when it set out to create programming that educates, empowers, and enlightens. And with its stable of what it calls Life Unscripted TV programs, the Learning Channel is no longer an obscure stop during an evening of channel surfing. It's become, as they say in the trade, destination TV for a whole new generation of couch potatoes, many of whom are probably contemplating what that couch might look like if they let a crew of TV decorators into their home.